Hour number three, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday. Predators with a huge win at Bridgestone Arena last night. 4-3 in overtime against the Edmonton Oilers. Steven Stamkos scores his 20th of the year, and it was a fun beginning because our next guest, Michael McCarron, dropped the mitts with Darnell Nurse to start things off. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. And yeah, that was a good way to get things going, get a little energy in the building. You and Nurse are just like, all right, let's do this thing.
Yeah, I had to give you guys something to talk about today on air. No, but it was good. It was, yeah, just we played a lot of hockey recently. Wanted to come out with some energy. We kind of owed those guys one. They beat us pretty good in their building a couple weeks back. So we wanted to come out, have a great start. And yeah, Nurse just asked me to fight off the opening draw. And felt like it was the right time for us as a team. And sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Do you like playing these guys, though? I mean, you know, everybody looks at it. Obviously, you got McDavid and Draisaitl and Hyman. I mean, they score a lot of goals. But I feel like for a team like the way you guys are built, you would enjoy that kind of challenge. And obviously, you met it last night.
Yeah, it's always a great challenge to play against really good teams. They've been to the Stanley Cup Finals, as you know, two years in a row. They got two of the best players in the NHL. I would love to play them not on the penalty kill. Their power play is lethal. But I felt like our 5-on-5 game against them, we were pretty good last night. We were really good defensively. Obviously they're going to have a lot of zone time with those top guys. And I thought, we did a great job at minimizing, their high danger chances 5-on-5. So, yeah, it's a great challenge for us. And it also gives us a little bit of confidence to know that we can play against the best teams and not only play against them, but compete and win. So it's a huge game for us, huge win for us, especially, you know, heading into some big road games against some really good teams in Colorado and Vegas, that we have some momentum heading into that.
Michael McCarron is with us. You know, when you play skill guys, you know, there's always the game plan of like, all right, we got to take them out of the game. When they have so many and you know that it's going to be really difficult just to make them completely disappear, what is the discussion on how you neutralize or slow a guy down such as McDavid or Draisaitl?
Yeah. You really just have to stay above them all night. You want to make sure that they have to go through, as many guys as possible. So meaning like we can't have three forwards in the offensive zone below the goal line and then they break out 3-on-2 and it's a clear 3-on-2. You want to make sure that Draisaitl and McDavid have to go through five guys to be able to make it up the ice. You want to throw sticks in there as much as possible. Stick on puck when they have it. You want to make it just a little bit more difficult for them. Yeah, but they're always going to find ways. I mean, I thought 5-on-5, we did a really good job against them. It was a good game for us defensively. And other than our PK, their power play is so good. We have a really good PK and their power play is just clicking at I'm pretty sure Max told me it's at a historical number. So you want to stay out of the box against those guys. They got two last night. So to minimize that as much as possible, that's key against that team. And the way we played 5-on-5, that's key as well.
I have really enjoyed watching your line with Cole Smith. Obviously, it's been nice having him back since he was hurt. And then Reed Schaefer. I mean, Big Red, he's just that kid is energy and fun to watch. What's it like skating with them?
Yeah, it's great to have, number one, to have Smitty back. I missed him for a month and a half there with an injury, but it's great having him back. We seem to have chemistry together, I know. May not be producing at the same rate as I have in the past, but I feel like we create some good energy for our team, some momentum. We always seem to have another team's top line matched against and play really good defensively and try to keep the puck out of our net. And as Big Red, he's fit in our line really great. He's like you said, he's energetic, he's fast, he's big, he's mean, and the way he plays the game fits Smitty and myself style of game. And we have great forechecks and great zone time. So I feel like we've been going pretty good. And For a young guy to step in, especially him, I think he's like 20, 21. It's hard to play in this league that young, and the way he's playing, it's spectacular to see him have success, and it's great to have him on our line.
We're talking to Michael McCarron here on Chasing Big Joe. You've been here for the better part of six seasons now, and you know this organization's gone through some change, but you've been a constant, and you're one of these leaders now with this group. How special is that for you to know that the organization trusts you to be a part of this and wherever the rest of this season will go?
Yeah, it's awesome. I pride myself in staying and grinding it out with an organization. I think things really didn't work out for me in Montreal, and kind of had a short stint there after I was drafted, and I seem to find a home here in Nashville, and it's been awesome. My family and I love it here. It's a home away from home. We make this our home now. So Nashville's been great. And to go on to your second part as a leader on this team and a constant, it feels good. It feels good knowing that someone trusts and believes in you. And I just bring it every night. I show up with a good energy every day, and it feels great. I love this team. I love this organization. They've given me so much, and I just try to give back as much as they've given me.
Do you feel like that, you know, when I look at this group, and you know, I've covered you guys for a long time, and I feel like the Predator way has been, you know, the guys that wear letters, okay, that's, yeah, you know that they are part of the leadership group, but even the guys that don't, you know, that it just seems like that's how this team works, and that's how good teams work. So why is that so important for you all to make sure that you have a solid leadership core that can help keep everybody on the straight and narrow, but also help these young guys that keep coming in?
Yeah. We have a big leadership group. It's been that way, since I got in, like you said. It's, the guys with letters, obviously you look up to them, for advice, for pretty much everything. You know, O'Reilly, Yost, Stammer, Phil, those guys are all, you know, superstars in this league, and they have an answer for pretty much everything. So it's always good to go to them, but, sometimes younger guys are scared to go talk to the big dogs, so to say. And then they come to the next group of guys, and it's always good to have, I always have my ear open for guys, and, maybe some guys feel more comfortable coming to me and, chatting with me. So I have a great relationship with the younger guys. It's a fun group to be around, and, that secondary leadership, like you said, really does make, great teams, and everybody's a leader in that room in their own way, and everybody seems to be stepping up, and it's been great.
I mean, come on, Roman Yossi is like the nicest guy I've ever met. How could you be scared of that guy?
I mean, sometimes it may just be a little bit of nerves, I would think. I remember when I was young, you're not necessarily scared to go ask him questions, but maybe a little bit nervy. Hmm. I mean, he's such a big face and a big name in this league that when you're young, it's a little bit intimidating. So, the next set of guys is, you know, Halsey, Smitty, me, and it's, you know, we're probably a bit easier to talk to just based on the fact that we're not such big names, and we're easy to talk to. Not saying Yost isn't, but sometimes there's a little bit of an intimidation factor there.
Yeah, I understand that. You mentioned a couple of road games coming up with Colorado and Vegas. These are two teams that are squarely in the playoffs and in their division race right now. So you talk about this schedule and everything. How big of a test is this going to be to go out on the West Coast and try and bring 4 points back?
Yeah, it's always challenging going on the road in this league. It's every building has great energy and hostility towards the away team, just like when they come into Bridgestone. So, it's going to be a great test for us. Colorado's lost like two or three home games all year. It's going to be a challenge in there. Not to mention that they have they're in elevation, so the breathing is a little bit tougher there. And then in Vegas, they have one of the most hostile environments in the league. I would say besides Bridgestone, it's tough to play there. And we beat them there 2 weeks ago. So, they're going to be looking for some revenge, and they're going to come out. They're going to come out hard, and we're going to have to be ready for the challenge. Two really good teams on the road. It's going to be a great test for us. But like I said, we're playing really good. We like where our game's at. We're stingy, and teams are starting to realize they don't really want to play against us the way we play. It's hard. They got to go full 200 feet to score goals, and we're stingy. So I like our chances, and if we continue to play the way we have been, we're rolling pretty good right now, and it's fun to be around the room, and we're bringing energy every night. So we can play against anybody in this league.
Well, it's fun to watch too, my friend. Hey, appreciate the time today. Good luck in Colorado and Vegas, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
That's Mike McCarron, Big Mac, Big Sexy. He's got a couple of different nicknames. And again, the Predators will hit the road and take on the Colorado Avalanche coming up Friday night. I'll have pregame for you at 7 o'clock here on 102.5 The Game. And then the Vegas Golden Knights the next night, Saturday night. Robbie Stanley will have pregame for you starting at 8 for that one. We'll actually come back, talk a little Predators and the run that this team is on right now, because they're playing some good hockey. Like Mike mentioned, what can this mean moving forward? Do they have a push in them for the playoffs? I think so. We'll discuss that coming up next. It's Chase and Big Joe here on this Wednesday, 102.5 The Game.